Second epilogue, 2,492 years earlier. Puffy white clouds coasted over a choppy blue-gray sea, which surrounded an island with swaying palm trees and white sandy beaches. Britt materialized, closed her eyes, and exhaled. 5 seconds ago, she had been Britt the Younger. 100 years later, she knew she would become Britt the Elder, but for now, finally, she was just Britt. Her farewell from Atlantis had been a pretty heavy emotional scene. Live anywhere for 50 years and you're going to feel some emotions when you leave, even if you've been looking forward to moving on. The fact that she knew she was just leaving to build Atlantis in the first place, and that she was doomed to return whether she wanted to or not, didn't seem to matter to her tear ducts. She had wanted to keep things low-key. She invited Gwen and Martin out to see her off, and asked Britt the Elder to come over, and to please bring Ampix. Ampix was in his 60s now. He was still technically Britt the Elder's servant, but since he had aged and she hadn't, she spent more time taking care of him than the other way around. It had been interesting to watch Ampix's role in Britt the Elder's life change over the years. He'd gone from grateful servant to trusted assistant, to loyal confidant, to wise advisor, and had finally settled into funny old crank. He had also married and had several children and been widowed in the meantime. Britt didn't see the need for her transitioning to this new chapter of her life to be a major event. Thanks to teleportation and time travel, relocating to another time was no more of an inconvenience than moving to a new apartment. She could still go visit anybody she wanted any time she wanted. Really, she still lived in the same place, just a century or so earlier. There was no need to make it a big deal. She just wanted to be seen off by a few friends. In retrospect, she felt foolish for ever thinking that she might get her way. The first sign that her goodbye had been hijacked was when Britt the Elder showed up early with Ampix and Philip.
"Why did you bring him?"
Britt the Younger whispered just quietly enough to be certain that Philip would hear it. Philip said,
"Look, I can go. I don't want to."
Britt the Elder turned and pleasantly shushed Philip, then told Britt the Younger,
"I invited Philip because he's Philip." "Yeah, I know he's Philip. Philip and I aren't getting along right now,"
Philip said.
"Seriously, I'll just go."
Both Brits shushed him, one pleasantly, the other not so much. Britt the Elder said,
"I know you two aren't getting along right now. Maybe he and I are?"
"Well, your relationship with him has nothing to do with me."
"Well, I'm the future version of you, so my relationship has everything to do with you."
Britt the Younger furrowed her brow.
"Okay, wait, is that some future Philip, or is he my Philip?"
Britt the Elder smiled.
"Your Philip? I thought you weren't getting along."
"Yeah,"
Philip added. Both Brits shushed him. Neither one was very pleasant about it.
"I am not going to miss you,"
Britt the Younger seethed at the Elder. Britt the Elder said,
"Yes, you are,"
and hugged Britt the Younger. When the unidirectional hug ended, Britt the Elder said,
"And now it's time."
She swiped her finger through the air a few times, made a selection, and all four of them, both Brits, Philip, and Ampix, were transported to the park at the center of the city. Every sorceress in Atlantis, along with every important merchant in town, all of the citizens, elected officials, representatives from most of the other time traveler colonies, Nick and his husband, and Gwen and Martin. Looking up at the city, Britt the Younger could see that every window, every balcony, every public space with a view of the bowl was filled with people. The next 20 minutes were a blur of heartfelt speeches and firm handshakes. In the end, she managed to say a few words without blubbering too horrendously. The last person she spoke to before officially leaving was Britt the Elder. They both understood that it was just good showmanship for their goodbye to be saved for last. To Britt the Younger's surprise, she heard herself say,
"Thanks for arranging this."
Britt the Elder said,
"Are you kidding? It was my pleasure. You earned it by putting up with me all these years. And besides, how often do you get to plan your own goodbye party?"
Then Britt transported to the place and time she'd always known she'd go eventually, and the Britt the Younger part of her life was over.
"Right now, in Atlantis," she thought. "Well, not right now. Right now is right now, and I haven't built Atlantis yet. But in the future, just after the time that felt like right now a minute ago, Britt the Elder is just Britt, and so am I. We're both flying solo.
The thought both scared Britt and made her laugh.
Of course, she's flying solo for life. In a couple of hundred years, I'm going to have Britt the Younger to deal with. As I remember, she could be kind of a handful.
Britt laughed again. That was a problem for another day. For now, she could enjoy her solitude. Tonight, she would build a shelter. She was picturing a perfectly clear dome made of diamond, the world's most expensive igloo. It would keep wind and rain off, but allow her to look at the stars and the waves whenever she wanted. And because there was nobody around, she didn't need to worry about anyone looking in at her. Britt cracked her knuckles, then limbered up her fingers and started scrolling through menu options, preparing to start construction of her new home, when she was severely startled by a voice behind her.
You'd better get to work, girlie. Shelter's not going to build itself.
Britt spun around and found herself face to face with herself. Only the other version of herself was wearing some kind of shawl.
I know, dear, the other Britt said. You didn't expect to see me here. You see, I've been the only Brit around for a few hundred years now, and it's been great, but I've always felt guilty that you got stuck building Atlantis on your own, so I figured I'd come back here, keep you company, and kind of, you know, supervise.
Britt made several confused, guttural noises.
I know, it's a surprise. If it makes it easier to keep things straight, you can call me Britt the Much Elder. Or how about Grand Britt?
Britt made more inarticulate noises. Grand Britt looked concerned for as long as she could, before finally cracking up and laughing.
Kidding,
Grand Britt said.
I was kidding.
Grand Britt disappeared, and Britt was left alone. We hope you have enjoyed our presentation of Spell or High Water by Scott Meyer. Copyright 2014 by Scott Meyer. Performed by Luke Daniels. Directed by Colleen Willits. Engineered by Jason Freeman. Performance copyright 2014 by Brilliance Audio, all rights reserved. For further information concerning this program or other Brilliance Audio titles, please call the following toll-free number, 1-800-222-3225, or visit our website at www.brillianceaudio.com. No part of this recording may be played for an audience or reproduced in any form. It may not be streamed, downloaded, broadcast, or copied without written permission. Address all inquiries to Brilliance Audio, P.O. Box 887, Grand Haven, Michigan, 49417.